The purpose of this short video clip is to answer the question, is skateboarding a crime? The answer to that question, of course, is no, skateboarding is not a crime, just like other sports are not a crime. There was a bumper sticker that came out many years ago, skateboarding is not a crime. And one might ask, why did someone feel the need to print a bumper sticker that said skateboarding is not a crime? That sticker I don't think exists for other sports, like golf is not a crime or baseball is not a crime. So why did someone feel the need to produce that bumper sticker? And I think it's a good thing to talk about, just because I haven't heard it talked about, but I've seen a need for this sort of discussion. And I'd like to make three points. The first one being having to do with the location of skateboarding and the graphics that we use on the bottom of boards, and also the vocabulary that we use both when speaking and on our clothing. So just to be brief, I know this is going to be kind of controversial, or, you know, people are going to have some, you know, people are going to, you know, object, perhaps, to this perspective or this opinion. But I think that we should, you know, use our head. We all have a brain. So we should use our head when we're about to go skating. And point number one, we should ask ourselves, does this location prohibit skateboarding? And also, while I skate here, will I do any damage to the property? So, you know, as skaters, we all know that, you know, there's a lot of places out there that are very inviting and that are very conducive from our point of view, to skateboarding. A lot of, you know, the ledges are good. The handrails are terrific, and the, you know, there's all kinds of, you know, outdoor furniture which we like to use for skateboarding. But we should use our head, and we should be respectful towards other people's property, just like we would want others to be respectful to our property. So, for example, if I lent somebody my phone, if you lent me your phone, and I used it, and then after having used it, I scratched the surface or the screen with my key or what have you, and I gave it back to you, as a skater, you would be, just like anybody else, would be, you know, to put it mildly, you would be irate. You would be angry. You paid a lot of money for this phone, and I deliberately went out of my way to scratch the screen. And so you probably would even start swinging, you know, due to the injustice. So I use that analogy to kind of drive home the point that if we go for a skate, we should kind of we should discern or ascertain whether a given location is prohibited, whether it has a sign or not, because some signs have some places have signs that, you know, explicitly prohibit skateboarding. Others don't, but it's obvious that, you know, we shouldn't skate there. So we shouldn't kind of need to be told every single time, you know, whether it has a sign or not, whether we should skate there or not. So we should be mindful of, you know, not only private property, but also, city property. And because certain things are built, you know, to last and to look nice. And so in skateboarding, we wax things up, we grind things, we slide things. And so the wax, you know, leaves, you know, things start to turn black, you know, the edges, and become unsightly. And so we kind of grind things down, and we take the finish off of, like, you know, nice surfaces and brass handrails or whatever. And so this, I know it's going to be very, very unpopular to say these things, but we do need to kind of use our brain in this regard. I think I'm stating the obvious, but the obvious isn't as isn't common knowledge, I think, at times, and at least we act that way. I'm not pointing the finger at anybody in particular, but I point the finger first at myself because I myself I broke a plantar in front of a barbershop one time when I was skating. Skating by this barbershop, I ollied up onto this slider and I slid it or I ground it or whatever. And I broke the planter. It was a nice planter in front of the window of a barbershop. And I didn't, number one, I didn't want to bear the responsibility of paying or repairing the planter. But most of all, I didn't want to get chewed out. I'm accusing myself, first and foremost. And so these are just, I give that example too, just to kind of illustrate, what takes place, and how, we sometimes damage property and don't think or, we don't, conduct ourselves, appropriately sometimes. So there's that. Also, there's the aspect of the imagery that we put on the bottom of boards, whether it's nudity, whether it's obscenity, vulgarity, or grotesque images in general. I think we should steer clear of that, and we should set a better example of the graphics that we use on the bottom of boards, because there's a dark subculture that has followed skateboarding around like a dirty, annoying dog that won't go away, and unfortunately, kind of this subculture, it's continuing to endure. And so I think that we should steer clear of that. And I put in a little plug for Motherboards, which is a really good company, which has an assortment of really beautiful images and on the bottom of their boards, pretty cool stuff. And I just encourage people to produce good graphics, things that are friendly to everybody, that can be looked at without shame. And thirdly, the point I'd like to make is that with regards to the language on our apparel, our clothing, whether it's a hat, so the t-shirts or the hoodies, to steer clear of the satanic imagery, the dark imagery, and the vulgarity and the coarse language that we blatantly and explicitly put on our clothing. Maybe some of you out there would be like, totally disagree with what I'm saying. That's fine. You're free to do so. But I would just like to encourage people in the direction of light rather than in the direction of darkness, in the direction of beauty rather than the direction of deformity, and in the direction of goodness rather than evil. So skate hard, enjoy it, let's do a little bit of an examination of conscience and see where we're at and see what drives us, because we need to ask that question of ourselves as skaters. I've been skating for 29 years, and God, please God, I can continue to enjoy skateboarding with good health. But I think we do need to make an examination of conscience to ask, what direction is skateboarding moving in? What direction do we want skateboarding to move in? And how can we better encourage others and with good example? Because I think as skaters, I think we're very courteous. I think we're good guys. I think we treat each other really well, I think, at skate parks. I don't think we're too clicky. I think, both pros, amateurs, and beginners, we all get along really well at skate parks. We're very encouraging. We're very positive. And I think it's a really nice environment. And I think we have a lot going for us. It's a feather in our cap as skaters that we treat each other really well, for the most part. But I think that, we all of us are in need of improvement. And so I just want to kind of contribute to the skateboarding scene. With my words, hopefully they're helpful and encouraging. So, and I want to put in a little plug for DC Shoes, because they have protected my feet from all kinds of bruises, and also for S, as well. I'm currently using S shoes. They're really, really good shoes. Also, I want to thank, Spitfire for keeping me rolling. I love those classic Spitfire. And also for motherboards, as I mentioned, who supply me with good gear. And also for Thunder Trucks, I'm currently riding Thunder Trucks, Thunder Lights, and I got a pretty good setup. So skate hard, skate safe, and hopefully this little video clip is encouraging.